Good morning.
Okay, these polls seem pretty complex. What's the methodology used to conduct them?
Yes, so look, let's be clear. This poll that you're talking about is not a Morgan poll. It's it's a poll that's conducted online of a panel of people who decide they'll fill in the survey or not by Essential Research. So this is not a Morgan poll we're talking about.
Yep.
But the way this poll that you're talking about that found 49% of people didn't want Muslims to come into the country is something where a group of something like 100,000 people have opted into a panel to give their views on things. And then from time to time, they're invited in an online survey to give their views.
Right.
So that's the way this survey was done.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes that's just fine. I think on an issue of this importance, it really goes right back to the heart of why public opinion polling matters.
Right.
And, you know, Roy Morgan Research has been doing polls since 1941.
Right.
And I remember Roy Morgan speaking to me. I was very lucky to work with him and saying, you know, we have a huge responsibility, Michelle, to monitor what the public really feel. We are the voice of the people. And so as a company and personally, we always look to make sure that anything that we're going to publish is an accurate reflection of people's views.
Right.
And, you know, it's not so that if you look at something like a figure like this, which is quite, I think, inflammatory, it's not that you don't publish a figure because it's inflammatory, but you look really hard to make sure that it's an accurate reflection.
Right. Well, how does Roy Morgan, how do you conduct your polls then?
So the Morgan poll is conducted either face-to-face in people's homes. So we survey people all over Australia. It's a very expensive methodology. We go out and interview people in their homes and make sure that we're getting a perfect cross-section of people from everywhere.
Right.
And then we will sometimes ring those people back. So we have, therefore, all of that group of people that can be recontacted. Or we'll do a random telephone survey.
Right.
And again, the whole aim of these important public opinion surveys is to make sure that you get a very, very good cross-section of Australians.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw this figure that came out, I thought perhaps the Morgan poll ought to go back and do this again.
Right.
Not that anyone's paying us to do it, but our surveys that we've been tracking this question for some time have never shown anything like that. We, in fact, found, you know, in 2010, 36% opposed Muslim immigration. The majority were supportive of Muslim immigration.
Right.
In July, again, in 2010, it was 35% opposed Muslim immigration, a minority. And when we did this survey last year, only 28% of Australians opposed Muslim immigration.
Right.
The majority, 65%, were supportive. So I think it's unlikely. We rarely see dramatic changes in these things.
Mm.
Unless you've actually gone to a different group of people, the self-selecting group of people will often get a very different response.
Yeah.
Or it also could be that this is just taken at a particular time where feelings were inflamed, and you know, at that moment people are feeling really angry. But the reality is, as a nation, Australians, at least up until last year, were supportive of Muslim immigration. Mm. So I think it's time we did it again and got the facts right. There are some things it's really important to get right.
So from what you're saying there, it sounds like there is a potential for polls to provide misleading information. Why
Absolutely.
And how is that so?
I'm sorry?
Why and how is that so that they can provide misleading information?
Oh, it's really easy to do a poll and provide misleading information. You know, you can survey people who believe your view.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask a biased question. You can, you know, there's any number of ways of selectively reporting results. That's probably the most important one. People just don't report results that don't suit their purpose. And I'm not saying that about this poll. I suspect this poll was probably done naively thinking, oh, everybody uses online panels these days. It's probably okay.
That's the way to do
and
it.
And you know what? If you're asking whether people want to stripe in their toothpaste, it's just fine. If you're talking about something really important.
A little more serious,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, Australia and Roy Morgan do these polls. We don't get paid by anyone. And we, for many years, for instance, surveyed Australia's attitude towards IVF, test tube babies, and found that Australians consistently, since the 70s, have been supportive of this. In America, they actually didn't have that kind of knowledge about what people wanted. And at a certain point in time, they did a quick phone-in poll, and found that people were against it. Well, of course, the only people who phone in are the ones who feel strongly.
About,
and IVF took a negative turn in America.
Ah,
so reporting the views of people, you know, I feel very strongly about this. Our company feels very strongly about it. It's a huge responsibility.
Absolutely. Now, are we becoming too reliant on polls? You see them in the paper and in the news seemingly every day there's a new poll out. Are we becoming too reliant on them?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there's a lot of polls and I think they've become part of the wallpaper, to be honest.
Right.
You know, people just look at a poll and everyone sees polls online and they do this one and they do that one. It's a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so I don't worry too much about that. There are just thousands and thousands of, you know, groups of people doing polls and some of it's just fun, some of it's this, that and the other. Nobody really relies on it.
Right.
The polls that matter are the ones that measure things like consumer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And when we measure consumer confidence and report it and the Reserve Bank looks at it, you know, it's really important.
Yeah.
You don't do it in an online panel and hope that the people who are feeling good answer that day. A lot hangs on it. And then with obviously things like political polling, how people feel about the parties, I think it's important that the leaders of the political parties know how the population's feeling about them.
Yeah.
But I think anything, if anyone really thinks that politicians just look at a poll and say, oh, yeah, we should have a big tower, and they go, let's build a big tower, it doesn't work like that. It's not that, you know, flippant.
Right. Okay. Without sort of going into too much detail, but what are some of the more maybe not so serious polls that that Roy Morgan undertake?
Well, we do polls on all sorts of things. So we ask people, for instance, actually I find this serious, but you won't. We ask people whether they think women should stay at home and leave running the country to men.
No, I think that's, I'd agree with that. It's very serious,
It's a great poll. So, you know, we track that over time and we, for the last, 30 years, we've been monitoring that view going down.
So you have a set, you have a set sort of bunch of questions that you've been, as you say, tracking over time.
We do. We have a set series of questions that help us understand how people are feeling about all sorts of issues. Well, one of the really interesting ones is where we ask people in a completely open-ended way, so what's the biggest problem facing Australia? And there's no bias in that question because people just say anything they like and we get some kind of really interesting answers.
Right.
You know, children just don't listen to their parents or, you know, all sorts of things like that. But at the end of the day, what we're really tracking is the sentiment, and the sentiment is predominantly around economic things.
Right.
So we monitor whether things to do with the economy, the cost of living, concerns about Australia's economic future are really, really high, which they are at the moment, or whether, in fact, something like in concerns about the environment have taken that important problem position in the Australian psyche. So we're actually, as a company, I suppose, more interested in doing research that really gets to how people feel about things and then reporting it seriously. I just want to make the point that Roy Morgan, before I joined the company, which is a long time ago now, but Roy Morgan, when he was running the company, basically did a lot of surveys during and after the war. And in 1947, just after the war, he found quite a lot of bias in Australia. So he found 58% of Australians said they would not accept homeless Jews coming into the country.
Wow.
There were 600,000 Jews that had nowhere to go, and 58% of Australians said, not here. So it's not that Roy Morgan just won't publish bad news, but it's that these sorts of figures are very important, and so we make absolutely every effort to make sure that, you know, a good cross-section of Australians have an opportunity to have a voice. And then the question is a very simple, unbiased question.
Yep.
You know, not prefaced by something like, Muslims are terrible people. do you think they should come into our country?
Yeah.
You know, we know that anything that comes before a question
is going to influence an answer.
Inflame or tone down. So we see it as our job, particularly given that nobody's paying us to do anything, any of these things. This is done with a view to making sure the voice of Australians are heard, we do it right, and I'm very eager to see if we do this poll, say next week, whether in fact, you know, we find that Australians are still accepting of Muslims coming into the country.
All very, very interesting stuff. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today.